This is ridiculous.
Bottom line is, he's the president of the United States. He probably has other things that's on his mind.
I want to know what book he's reading, but I want to know what he's saying.
Why an ascot? Because I want my America back.
Show us straight, Roland Martin.
Weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Central. Start your day with TV1's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. From Washington, Roland Martin, good morning.
My people, what up, Skip? What's Muppet, that, what's going on? What's Gary Owen in the clean studio in Raleigh. And how you doing, Dominique?
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, doing great. I've got a great show lined for you today. Bernard Lafayette, who was one of the organizers of the Voting Rights March in Selma 49 years ago, will be joining us on the show with a new book. Also, we'll be talking about this documentary that deals with why is America, well, this whole notion of scary black men. So we're looking forward to that conversation. So it's going to be a great one. All right, folks, yesterday in Ohio, they kicked off a major initiative dealing with securing the right to vote. You know, we spend lots of time talking about voter suppression, voter ID, all of these crazy changes these Republican lawmakers are making. But there is no affirmative right to vote in the U.S. Constitution. No, there isn't. You can't find it. And so in Ohio, they're trying to put it in the state constitution, and they had a kickoff yesterday. Joining me right now is State Rep. Alicia Reese from Cincinnati. She is the chair of the Ohio Black Caucus. Gary Owen is a financial supporter of her. Representative Reese, I'm trying to get you a campaign check from Gary.
I know, Gary. I will be able to collect it this winter. You in Cincinnati next? I'll be waiting to collect.
2030?
2030,
I'm coming back through there.
We have online contributions, too.
That's right. PayPal. All right. That's Representative Reese, let's talk about this Ohio Bill of Rights. The huge rally last night. You have to get how many signatures on these petitions by July 2nd?
Well, yes, last night we kicked it off with Reverend Al Sharpton came and kicked off our statewide rally at Word of Deliverance Church, and we had satellites in Akron and Cleveland. We have to collect 700,000 petitions. We have to turn in 385,264 good registered voters by July 2nd, and we can do this. This is an opportunity. We're at war with voting rights. There's attack on voting rights everywhere we go, whether it's voter intimidation billboards. They're taking away voting hours. They've gotten rid of Sunday voting here in Ohio, which was the number one vote day for African Americans. And so they're making it harder and harder to vote because so many people came out, the wrong people in their minds, meaning the Republicans, came out and elected President Obama. So now they want to change the rules. So what we are doing is now taking Dr. King's movement and making it more permanent, as I said, at the 50th anniversary of the Voting March on Washington. And we said we have no more temporary solutions to permanent problems. It's time now to put voting in the Constitution. And we're starting in Ohio this November. We want to put it on the ballot this November. No more waiting on Clarence Thomas to do the right thing and praying that Congress does the right thing. We want to put it in the hands of the people. And so that's what we're doing. We kicked it off, and this Sunday, we kick off Voting Rights Sunday. Every church will be getting petitions signed so that we can put this in the Constitution. We're at the beauty shops, the barber shops. You're dancing in the club. We want to write via Gary Owen's comedy show. We want you to sign the petition. And put this on the ballot. We elected President Obama and made history. We now can make history for ourselves by putting this in the Constitution, our voting rights.
Now, obviously, you talk about putting in the Constitution, this could very well serve as the model for other states. Of course, Alec was behind Stand Your Ground law because we're seeing an assault on voting rights in North Carolina and Georgia, Alabama, Texas, Pennsylvania. We can go all across the country.
Oh, absolutely. This is, Reverend Sharpton said, and also Reverend Otis Moss, who's our national advisor, they said this voter bill of rights could be what Selma was to the Voting Rights Act. It started in Selma, but we got a Voting Rights Act that changed the whole country. And we believe that the Ohio Voter Bill of Rights is something that can go state by state and put it in the Constitution and can do it in a quick fashion. The unique thing is that putting it state by state the average citizen, everybody, you have a chance to have a say and have a vote, and you are empowered to put it in the Constitution. And we have groups and organizations that transcend beyond Ohio. We've got the Prince Hall Masons. There's Prince Hall Masons across this country that can get involved. We have the Ohio NAACP, but we've got the national NAACP that can get involved in this. We've got labor. So we have groups and organizations that go beyond Ohio, so we can move this around the country, but it starts in Ohio. Ohio is ground zero. We are the battleground state. Everybody says you can't win the presidency without winning Ohio. So if you win Ohio, it can change the whole country. So we need everybody to get involved with this this movement, even though it starts in Ohio.
And I want to see black Greeks out there as well doing that. So State Rep. Alicia Reed, thank you so very much. We appreciate it.